Obviously, you know our situation at quarterback right now. We got a couple guys that are banged up, and it just goes, kind of falls in line with not only the injury situation, but also the fact that when we have an opportunity to add a little value, add a little depth, add a little competition to that spot, a veteran guy who's been around the league, and I've said this all along, the quarterback position is not immune to any of this. So that's why we did it. We're excited to get him in here, get him caught up, and see what he can do.
Welcome in, everybody. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. Louis DiBiase joining you on this Monday edition of the show. We're starting up another week. It's the tune-up week, as the Eagles take on the Baltimore Ravens this Thursday at 7:30, the tune-up preseason game to get us ready for the regular season. Then we got that, you know, typical celebratory week 4 Eagles at Jets preseason finale. And then in just a couple weeks, we got 2 more Sundays until Eagles-Redskins to kick off the regular season at 1 o'clock. So as you heard before I came on the mic, that was Doug Peterson talking about the new signing. The Eagles signed a new quarterback this weekend in 40-year-old Josh McCown, comes out of retirement and comes from ESPN. He was with the NFL crew there, seemingly starting his new career. Well, that retirement did not last very long, as he has officially signed with the Eagles. It is a 1-year deal with $2 million guaranteed. He can make upwards of $5 million here, as the Eagles need a QB2 behind our QB1, Carson Wentz, with Nate Sudfeld out with a broken wrist, and he's not going to be back until the end of the first month of the NFL season. And then Cody Kessler, of course, is in concussion protocol after taking that big blindside hit last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cody Kessler's spot now seemingly on the brink. His spot is probably all but sealed, considering the Eagles are probably going to only keep 3 quarterbacks in: Wentz, Sudfeld, and now Josh McCown comes in. I almost like to say it's like an NBA, like those 1-year deals where the Golden State Warriors bring in, or whatever the big team of the year is, right? The Miami Heat did this too with Ray Allen, let's say, for instance, or with Golden State. If you're an NBA guy out there, you'll understand these references. Like David West coming in, signing a 1-year vet minimum contract, while McCown is getting a pretty good amount of money here for a backup quarterback. At the same time, it's kind of this thing where McCown even said it in his press conference today, which I'm recording on a Sunday. I'm sure you're listening on the Monday morning drive to work or the Monday afternoon drive home. However you're listening, we do always appreciate you tuning in. But McCown said it in the press conference on Sunday that if he was going to come out of retirement, it was going to be with a championship contending team to have an opportunity to get a ring. He is 40 years old. He's been in the NFL for a long period of time. And the Eagles are a team that, outside of, I would say, the Kansas City Chiefs, the New England Patriots, I mean, you could say the New Orleans Saints or LA Rams if you want, but the Eagles are right there as one of the favorites in the NFL this year to win a championship. So it makes sense for McCown to come out of retirement here with Cody Kessler being down. He has a roster spot guaranteed. Again, he's making $2 million guaranteed. He can also make upwards of $5 million, and he has the opportunity now, which we'll get into later on. I have 5 thoughts on the signing coming up. One of them is how the QB2 situation is going to end up when Nate Sudfeld does come back, because Sudfeld is not out for the entire regular season. He's only going to miss probably 3 to 5 weeks of the regular season, and then Nate Sudfeld is coming back, a guy that has had a really good summer. He had a hell of a start to the preseason before he got injured against the Titans. Last year showed a lot of positive signs in the summer as well. He has been someone the Eagles have invested in multiple years now in developing him behind Wentz and Nick Foles, and now seemingly he was ready to take that next step before he got hurt. Will he be the backup? Will Josh McCown be the backup? That and 4 other thoughts coming up right here on the Locked On Podcast Network as we get into the Eagles signing quarterback Josh McCown. The 40-year-old comes out of retirement. Again, I think it's like that veteran 1-year deal in the NBA where a guy's trying to win a championship, being in the league for a long time, just could never get that ring, and now he's ring hunting to end his career. I think that's kind of McCown here in this instance, but it's also a great opportunity for him with a team loaded with weapons, a familiar weapon in Alshon Jeffrey from their Chicago Bears playing days, and a great coaching staff to play with when it comes to the quarterback position. Doug Peterson, one of the best QB coaches in the NFL at head coach. Don't go anywhere. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast, a Monday edition of the show. I am Louis DiBiase joining you. And guys, look, it is August. I just had my fantasy football draft on Saturday. I am over the moon with how I did. A lot of that is thanks in part to the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. Fantasy players, make sure you listen to Vinny Lyer and Locked On Fantasy Football. Vinny gives you the edge with over 20 years of covering fantasy football. Don't just listen to the same stuff as everybody else. You got to get the edge. You're going to be the same then, and everybody's going to have the same strategy. Get that edge from Vinny that will put you ahead on draft day. Locked On Fantasy Football on your favorite podcast provider as part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Tune in. Get your championship this year. Could be your first, maybe it's your second or third. Make Locked On Fantasy Football a part of your strategy to win a championship in 2019. This is Locked On Eagles. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Louis DiBiase back here with you. And today's podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guys who want that extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. Blue Chew is prescribed online. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. So none of that awkwardness, no waiting in a pharmacy, and they're made in the USA. Since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Eagles listeners. If you visit BlueChew.com and you get your first shipment for free, all you got to do is use the special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast today. All right, everybody, we are back, Louis DiBiase, and we're getting into Josh McCown. The Eagles signed the veteran 40-year-old quarterback. It's crazy that he's 40 years old and is still as productive as he is. They bring him in right now to be the backup to Carson Wentz as Nate Sudfeld recovers from a broken wrist. So that likely ends the Cody Kessler era in Philadelphia. Short-lived, very underwhelming, but very expected. And also for Clayton Thorson, maybe they stash him on the practice squad, but Clayton Thorson, his ability to make the 53-man roster all but ends probably at this point. You know, maybe they'll carry him before Sudfeld comes back. But no, they won't, actually, because Sudfeld's not going on IR, so that roster spot will go to Sudfeld. So not a good look here for Kessler. I mean, the injury was self-inflicted. Again, he missed the – he should have known there was a free rusher coming on his blind side. So while it is unfortunate that he got hurt, at the same time, you know, Doug Peterson even said it, it's kind of on him that he's in the position that he is in now. And that opened the door for Josh McCown here to come in and steal that spot. And maybe he'll steal Nate Sudfeld's spot. But first, before we get into McCown versus Sudfeld, it's just this move is a significant upgrade while Sudfeld is out. You never know what's going to happen with not just Carson Wentz, but any quarterback. Again, I don't feel like Carson Wentz is an injury-prone quarterback. I feel like his injuries have been kind of freaky, right, with diving into the end zone against the Rams and getting sandwich where his body goes one way on one hit, and then the other side from another hit, his legs are torqued the other way, right? And then last year, he gets hit in the pocket at some point during the year and breaks his back. Those aren't, you know, soft tissue problems that continue to recur like they have for Sidney Jones and Sam Bradford and the likes of Dalvin Cook around the NFL. Regardless, though, all it takes is one hit. We saw that with Cody Kessler last week. We saw that with Nate Sudfeld 2 weeks ago. The Eagles have had two quarterbacks drop in 2 weeks. So getting in a guy like Josh McCown here while Sudfeld is out, and even when Sudfeld is back, is a huge upgrade to this roster, whether it is at the backup job or whether it's the third spot. Just in 2017, 2 years ago, at 38 years old, Josh McCown with the New York Jets nearly had 3,000 passing yards, a career-high 18 passing touchdowns, and a 67% completion percentage with a pretty talentless Jets team, right? They had an old Matt Forte at running back. They had Bilal Powell back there. He was throwing to the likes of Jermaine Kearse and Robbie Anderson. And while I like Robbie Anderson, I don't think he's a wide receiver one. Josh McCown did not have a lot to work with that team, and yet he nearly surpasses 3,000 passing yards. He nearly gets to 70% completion percentage. He has a career high, despite being in the NFL since 2002. 2017 was a career high, 18 touchdowns. That's a really good sign because this isn't just a name that was, oh, maybe if he gets back to his 2013 year with the Chicago Bears, where he was crazy good that year with Mark Trestman, he ended up that ended up earning him a starting job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the year later. He threw 13 touchdowns and only one pick that year, right? But it hasn't been nothing since then, right? You're not saying, well, maybe if he gets back to 2013, he can be an upgrade over Sudfeld and or Kessler. No, this only 2 years ago, despite being in retirement, the last time he saw the field significantly 2 years ago before the Jets drafted Sam Darnold, he was really good. He also had a career-high 5 rushing touchdowns that year. That's a good thing, too. McCown is mobile. He actually, somebody tweeted me, Josh McCown played receiver with the Detroit Lions just for a game. He had 2 catches for 15 yards, but it's funny. He put on the gloves, and he created some separation, and he caught 2 passes to move the chains. So that shows he has mobility. He's also going to push the ball down the field. You know, there's a lot of backups. And we talked about it last week, how not every team has the luxury of having backup quarterbacks that can be part of the reason you win games, right? We always talk about win because versus win with. And the Eagles have had the luxury of having a backup quarterback that they've been able to win because of a lot of the time in Nick Foles. And I feel like, to a lesser degree, that is also Josh McCown. And part of it is there's some quarterbacks that you can just tell right away. When your backup is in, you just don't have a chance. You feel like they're always checking it down to the running back. Everything is so structured based on the coach. You're really riding and dying based on scheme because that player just does not have the physical abilities, the takeover mentality to keep you in a game. Let's say if it's specifically for Josh McCown, Jets-Chiefs 2 years ago, week 13. He outscored Kansas City, Andy Reid's high-powered offense, 38-31, outdueling them. He threw for 331 yards. He had 3 touchdowns, 2 of which are rushing. One was in a 2-minute drive in the fourth quarter to regain the lead. He scores the game-winning rushing touchdown to win that football game against a really good Kansas City Chiefs team. So that's Josh McCown with a pretty talentless New York Jets team able to take over a game. Again, I went back, watched a lot of Josh McCown film this weekend. He can push down the field unlike a lot of backups. In 2017, this year I'm talking about the Jets, he had 17 30-plus yard completions, 6 went for touchdowns, 7 of which were 40-plus yard completions. For comparison, we'll go to that year as well, over to New England, MVP Tom Brady, he had 10. Carson Wentz that year, who should have won MVP if he didn't get hurt, he had 9. So here's Josh McCown with only 7 less 40-plus yard completions than 2 of the best quarterbacks that year. And it was the 2 teams that represented the AFC and the NFC in the Super Bowl with the Patriots and with the Eagles. So, and he also, by the way, has, I mentioned it earlier, he has a rapport already with Alshon Jeffrey. That 2013 season when he threw for 13 touchdowns and 1 pick in Chicago, him and Alshon were clicking. It was Michael Kist, I think, that tweeted it out, some highlights, and a bunch of Philly media has been doing it because they caught wind of their connection. Josh McCown and Alshon, down the field, there were some bananas plays that those two made. Alshon, we all know the incredible contested tight space plays he can make down the field. And Josh McCown, with a lot of those throws, put it right on the money. So they were joking around today at the press conference, Alshon asking him questions about his basketball game during the conference, which was really cool to see. They have that rapport. They have that chemistry both on and off the field. And that's because McCown is a veteran that is not afraid to throw the football. And by throw the football, I don't mean Sam Bradford on 3rd and 10, 3rd and 13, throwing a swing pass to DeMarco Murray. So I'm very pleased that no matter what happens with Nate Sudfeld and McCown, this is such an upgrade for the quarterback room. And look, that's what we're going to get into now. Sudfeld versus McCown. Sudfeld is not going to be out all year. So here is an opportunity for the Eagles to evaluate Nate Sudfeld in the summer, and he gets hurt, putting them in a tough spot. They do bring in Josh McCown. And now, yes, there's going to be a decision to be made. And here is what Doug Peterson said about it currently. One of the media members during Peterson's press conference today asked, when Sudfeld comes back, who is QB2? Here's what Doug had to say.
Yeah, we're not there yet, no. Obviously, we got to get Nate back, but we're not at that point yet as far as who's 2, who's 3, and we haven't made those, obviously, those roster spots yet.
So Doug says he's not sure yet, and I wouldn't be sure either. Look, if I have to say who it would be right now, I still think Sudfeld would be the backup. If Wentz, in the unfortunate scenario that Carson Wentz gets hurt, I would still say the first guy to get under center would be Nate Sudfeld, based on the amount of commitment they have put in him and his development, based on the positive signs he has shown in this offense, based on his knowledge and comfortable position in Doug Peterson's offense. I would say it's Nate Sudfeld, but I'm not overly confident about it. I think it would be really close. Again, it's a great situation to have that you didn't have, or you didn't think you had when Nick Foles left. You thought, hopefully Nate Sudfeld is that guy. If not, the Eagles do not have a quarterback to win them games if Carson Wentz went down again. But again, this McCown signing gives you optionality. So again, I would say Sudfeld's QB2, but if he struggled in that scenario that Wentz was injured, they have another really good option. It's not Sudfeld or bust anymore, which is a good feeling to have, that you know you have a veteran that, again, has won against good teams in the league very recently and with teams that didn't have the best talent in the world, specifically when we're talking about the New York Jets. So the money makes it seem like McCown is QB2, but again, Sudfeld has grown so much each year in this offense that, and he was looking like he was going to continue that trend this summer before getting hurt, that I still think if it was early enough in the season, Sudfeld might get the first look. But it's a great situation of optionality to have now for the Eagles at the backup quarterback position. And my third thought here before we take a break is that McCown, no matter what happens between him and Sudfeld, it's an upgrade, and it's also going to be just a huge presence in the quarterback room. That, look, they've been losing guys in this offensive game plan, right? All these awesome minds that put together the script to outduel Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, have that incredible 2017 season. Nick Foles, John DeFilippo, Frank Reich, you lose those guys as part of the offensive game plan with Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz and Nate Sudfeld, who is still there. Now, bringing in a Josh McCown, that's going to be huge for, like, again, who knows who will be the backup when both are healthy, but this is going to be good for Nate Sudfeld, too, to keep growing, and for Carson Wentz to have a veteran like McCown in the quarterback room. He was very, very impactful for Sam Darnold last year. He really took Darnold under his wing, and Darnold was the youngest quarterback to ever start a game last year for the New York Jets. So McCown's going to be that presence, even if he doesn't really play. Bringing him in, if he's the third quarterback, he's still going to have a huge impact on this team. Again, they've had such strong figures at that position and with this offense, and I think McCown adds to some of that depletion over the past 2 years. It's almost like having another offensive coach there, right? A 40-year-old guy that, you know, you see former quarterbacks, former backup quarterbacks, Doug Peterson, go on to have success as a head coach. Matt Nagy, they have success. We also look at Kellen Moore right now for the Cowboys, how quickly he has moved up the ladder and has become their offensive coordinator. So I think Josh McCown can have that similar impact as almost a player coach, even if he's not the primary backup. I think it was a great addition to be had for the Eagles in 2019. And again, you lose Foles. You don't have Frank Reich anymore. You don't have John DeFilippo. It's nice to add another mind to this offense, and because that's what really made the Eagles so special on the offensive side of the football the past couple years through this Doug Peterson era of Eagles football. All right, we're going to take another break here, and then I got two more thoughts for you on this Josh McCown signing. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast, and guys, the new Locked On NFL podcast is absolutely on fire. Last week, it was one of the most listened to NFL shows in all podcasts, with the expert analysis of former NFL scout Matt Williamson and hosted by Brian Peacock. Locked On NFL is your daily national podcast on all things NFL with Matt's unique take on the game. So if you're, look, I'm into the Eagles, but I love hearing about the entire NFL. You got to go check out Locked On NFL. Follow Locked On NFL right now on your favorite podcast provider. We are also sponsored today by Postmates. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. For a limited time, Postmates is giving Locked On Eagles listeners $100 in free delivery credits for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code Locked On. We are back. This is Louis DiBiase, and you are listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast. We're wrapping up this Monday edition of the show. So originally, again, I was thinking instantly, Nate Sudfeld, still the guy over Josh McCown. Went back, watched a lot of Josh McCown tape from, you know, even back towards that really good 2013 season with Chicago. Looked back at that bad year in Tampa Bay the year later, his Jets season in 2017. And I am torn, but it is a really good situation for the Eagles to be in. Again, it's a lot of optionality with a new veteran 40-year-old quarterback that's going to be like having another offensive coach in that locker room, in the QB room, with the offensive game plan being put in place each and every week, kind of like having another offensive coordinator. And at the same time, he is someone that has been able to put up big numbers in big games recently. Again, only 2 years ago, when he was the starter for the New York Jets, he was producing at a high level. And with the Eagles, the amount of weapons that they have right now, I am very excited about this. It is very reassuring that no matter what, I'm a believer in Nate Sudfeld. But now, if there was a scenario that Carson Wentz went down, and let's say Nate Sudfeld got the first crack and he did struggle, the Eagles, the hope isn't lost yet, right? Whereas it never was with Nick Foles, I think with Josh McCown coming in now, having the combination of him and Sudfeld, that should help reinstill some of the hope lost when Nick Foles went to Jacksonville. But of course, if Carson Wentz does go down, it's still such a, it's a huge negative again on the franchise. But the roster is in win-now mode still. I think it's built for the future too, but it's too loaded right now to have it all go to waste if Carson Wentz did get injured. So excited about McCown coming back, a.k.a. Drago, really, when you look at him. He looks exactly like Drago from Rocky. And it's not even just like, oh, he kind of looks like him. When you do a side-by-side of him and Drago, of Dolph Lundgren, it is incredible how similar they are, which is kind of cool that he looks like a staple of the Rocky movies, which, of course, in Philadelphia, we all know the impact Rocky and the movies have had on the city. And then my final thought for today as we wrap up the show is that Josh McCown has been with a lot of teams. He was Josh Johnson before Josh Johnson. The difference is Josh McCown can actually play at a pretty high level. 11 teams McCown has been with now, including the Eagles. He played when Doug Peterson was still a quarterback. I mean, that's just, it's incredible. He played in 2002 is when he started off with Arizona, with those terrible Cardinal teams. And he bounced around. He played with the Dolphins. He was on their practice squad. Or he got cut. And then he was with the Lions. He was with the Browns. And again, the Jets, the Buccaneers, the Bears. Now with the Eagles, Josh McCown has been around the league. But the good thing is, too, teammates really, really do love him. There hasn't been a guy that I've seen that has said a bad word about him, and the positive impact that he has had on other quarterbacks like Sam Darnold is a really encouraging thing to have that kind of teammate, that kind of asset coming into the Eagles offense. So no matter what happens, I think the Josh McCown signing was a really good one. And I said it on the podcast when Nate Sudfeld went down, when I ranked the best options for the backup job, Josh McCown was up there as one of the top ones. If they could convince him to come out of retirement, they should do it. And they did just that. So I'm very pleased. I hope you guys are too. We'll see how it works out, though. It's going to be very, very interesting when Nate Sudfeld comes back. But no matter what, it's very much like the weapons, like who's going to get all these targets, the running backs, who's going to get these carries, who's going to start at corner. It's a good position to be in, for sure, having that depth. Because, again, Eagles fans know more than anyone the last 2 years what depth can do for a team that has a significant amount of injuries. All right, that's going to do it for today's edition of the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to sign off here. Make sure you subscribe to our show, 4 to 5 podcasts a week, and we're going to have Ravens week all prepped for you. We got joint practices early on, then Thursday, Eagles-Ravens at 7:30, Lamar Jackson and Baltimore coming to town. That's going to do it. Make sure to check us out on LockedOnEagles.com, also on Twitter, at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiaseLOE, at Gino_LOE, and Lars is at LarsLewis12. I'm Lou DiBiase. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds!